Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Public comment opens on major pipeline project crossing eastern Wyoming. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. State and federal officials are now seeking public input on a proposed pipeline that would carry Canadian crude oil across eastern Wyoming to a hub near Guernsey. According to WyoFile, the Bridger Pipeline expansion would stretch roughly 647 miles from Montana to Wyoming, transporting up to 550,000 barrels of oil per day. About 210 miles of that route would cross Crook, Weston, Niobrara, Goshen, and Platte counties. The Bureau of Land Management is leading a full environmental review, working alongside agencies including the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality. A 30-day public comment period is now underway, with meetings expected to be announced soon. Developers say the project would largely follow existing pipeline corridors and could begin construction as early as 2027, creating about 400 jobs during each phase of development. But the proposal is also drawing scrutiny. The pipeline's parent company, True Companies, has faced past spill incidents, including a major release in eastern Wyoming and another in Montana's Yellowstone River. Environmental groups are raising concerns about safety and oversight. Supporters argue new technology, including advanced leak detection systems, will improve monitoring and response. The project would still require multiple approvals, including a presidential permit for international border crossing, before moving forward. Rodeo gets White House spotlight with big implications for Wyoming. Rodeo is stepping into the national spotlight, and leaders say the moment carries strong ties to Wyoming. According to Cowboy State Daily, President Donald Trump recently welcomed champions from the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association and the Women's Professional Rodeo Association to the White House, marking the first time in more than 40 years the sport has been recognized at that level. While none of the 2025 champions were from Wyoming, the Cowboy State remains central to the sport's identity. Officials tied to Cheyenne Frontier Days say Wyoming continues to host top-tier talent and some of the biggest rodeo events in the country. Rodeo leaders say interest in the sport has grown in recent years, with annual payouts now nearly $80 million. They credit its strong roots in rural communities, something Wyoming exemplifies. There's also a major potential development for the state. The PRCA is considering relocating its headquarters, Hall of Fame, and museum to Cheyenne, a move local leaders say would put Wyoming at the center of the rodeo world. Industry officials say the White House visit highlights rodeo's growing national relevance and reinforces Wyoming's role as a cornerstone of the sport's culture and future. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.